In November, the congressional elections gave a bad result to the governing party, which has forced the Fernandez-Fernandez duo to redouble their efforts to prevent the triumph of the right wing in the next presidential elections. A renewed emphasis on social programs is what the government must now undertake. Chile plunged for a little more than 2 years in a social and political crisis from what was the social outburst of 2019, had this year two salient facts. First, the call for a constitutional convention that should draft a new constitution to replace the one imposed by Pinochet in 1980. And only a week ago, in a clear victory of the leftist candidate Gabriel Boric in the second round of the presidential election, which has indicated that his people are inclined to a march toward changes in a progressive direction. Good day and a happy new year.
Ay, yo no olvido al año viejo, porque me ha dejado cosas muy buenas. Que yo no olvido al año viejo, porque me ha dejado cosas muy buenas.
Yo no olvido, no, al año viejo. Cuando te recuerdo revive el dolor, amada de los años viejos, ¿por qué no me amaste como te amé yo? Amada de los años viejos, a veces resuena como un eco en mí la dulce ilusión de casarnos, tener una niña parecida a ti. Amada de los años viejos, amada de mi corazón, no sé si en un lugar del mundo envejeces igual como yo. No sé si tienes otros niños, si alguna vez pensaste en mí, pero yo te sigo recordando y a veces llorando en las noches por ti. Cuando te recuerdo revive el dolor, amada de los años viejos, ¿por qué no me amaste como te amé yo? Amada de los años viejos, a veces resuena como un eco en mí la dulce ilusión de casarnos, tener una niña parecida a ti. Amada de los años viejos, amada de mi corazón, no sé si en un lugar del mundo envejeces igual como yo. No sé si tienes otros niños, si alguna vez pensaste en mí, pero yo te sigo recordando y a veces llorando en las noches por ti. Pero yo te sigo recordando y a veces llorando en las noches por ti. Thank you. una noche serena y oscura me juraste cariño sincero, me dijiste que en toda tu vida mi cariño sería lo primero. Yo no sé qué pensabas entonces, que en silencio besaste mi mano con un beso que no he de olvidarlo, aunque pasen y pasen los años. Ahora solo me queda el recuerdo, y el recuerdo me agobia y me mata. Yo no sé qué le debo a la vida, que otra vez a la mala me trata. Ya no puedo mirarme en tus ojos, ni tampoco soñar en tus brazos, porque al irte quebraste mi vida y hasta el alma me hiciste pedazos. Cuando pueda volver a mirarte, ya verás que se acaba mi llanto, mientras tanto que siga mi pena, pa' poder dedicarte este canto. Ay, amor, qué tristeza tan grande la que traigo en el alma prendida. Si tú puedes vivir sin mirarme, ven mejor a quitarme la vida. Si tú puedes vivir sin mirarme, ven mejor a quitarme la vida.
Bien, vamos ahora al fichero latino de hoy, 26 de diciembre de 2021. En los anuncios de interés público a la comunidad peruana en Quebec, desde el 1 de noviembre de 2021 al 31 de enero de 2022, se llevará a cabo la segunda encuesta mundial a la comunidad peruana en el exterior 2021, organizada por el Ministerio de Relaciones Exteriores del Perú y el Instituto Nacional de Estadísticas e Informática, INEI, en un esfuerzo conjunto de las entidades públicas para trabajar en los planes, programas y servicios orientados a beneficiar a las comunidades peruanas en el exterior. Para el caso del Consulado General del Perú en Montreal, se ha establecido la cuota muestral de 199 encuestas completadas como mínimo, al haberse tomado como fuente la base de datos de RINIEC de la comunidad peruana residente dentro de esta jurisdicción consular. Para llenar la encuesta, comuníquese con el consulado para tener más información. Dosis de refuerzo de la vacuna contra el COVID-19. Ya están abiertas las inscripciones para vacunar a las personas que tengan 65 años y más, igualmente para los niños entre 5 y 12 años. A partir de mañana lunes podrán inscribirse las personas de 60 años y más. Consultar y reservar en línea en el sitio web Clic Santé, en francés o en inglés. Publicaciones. La edición inglesa del libro Presencia Chilena en la Belle Provence, Chilean Presence in la Belle Provence, escrito por Sergio Martínez y Roberto Hervas, ya está a la venta en librería Argos en el 1841A St. Catherine Oeste y en la librería Paragraph en el 2000, perdón, el 2220 de McGill College Avenue. Precio $10 más impuesto. The book Chilean Presence in La Belle Provence, English version of the book Presencia Chilena en La Belle Provence, written by Serge Martinez and Roberto Hervas, is already on sale at Argos Bookstore, located at 1841 A St. Catherine West, and Paragraph Bookstore on 2220 McGill College Avenue. Price $10 plus tax. L'édition française du livre Présence chilienne dans la Belle Provence est maintenant disponible à la librairie de l'Université de Montréal, 3200 Jean Briand, à la librairie Bertrand, 430 Saint-Pierre-Vieux-Montréal, et en ligne sur Renaud Brio. Prix $10 plus tax. Y el tiempo para hoy, según Environment Canada, la Oficina Meteorológica Nacional de Canadá. Posibilidades de nieve ligera con una temperatura máxima de menos 3 grados. Para esta noche, nublado con una mínima de menos 11 grados. Y recuerde que si usted o su organismo comunitario tiene alguna información que desean difundir en el fichero latino, comuníquese con nosotros a Latin Time a nuestra dirección electrónica laplaza.info@gmail.com, o también puede enviarnos un mensaje en Facebook. Vaya a www.facebook.com/tiempolatino.latintime y de paso denos un like. Nuestra página Facebook también se actualiza ahora diariamente con noticias y reportajes sobre lo que ocurre en América Latina y el mundo. Síganos en Facebook. Y Tiempo Latino es escuchado en América Latina y en todo el mundo a través del Internet. Entre al sitio de CKUT en la siguiente dirección: www.ckut.ca. Y usted puede acceder también a nuestro programa en cualquier otro horario, simplemente yendo al archivo de CKUT en el sitio web ya indicado y presionando Latin Time. Tengan todos ustedes un muy feliz domingo y un muy feliz año nuevo. Have a happy Sunday and a happy New Year.
Volverte a entre nostalgia y nostalgia, entre tu vida y la mía, entre la noche y el alba, se van pasando los días. ¿Quién no recuerda esa edad? Llegados los 16, cuando queremos tener algunos años de más. ¿De quién no quiero ocultar un poco el tiempo de ayer? Cuando se empieza a encontrar alguna arruga en su piel, 33 años, nada más o media vida, 33 años que se van con tanta prisa, 33 años de querer a quien lo pida, 33 años como usted, ¿quién lo diría? A veces miro hacia atrás con la nostalgia que da el recordar esa edad, cuando se juega a ganar. Y hoy, si quiero apostar, me toca tanto perder. Y es que el amor tiene edad, aunque no lo quiera usted. 33 años, nada más o media vida, 33 años que se van con tanta prisa, 33 años de querer a quien lo pida, 33 años como yo, ¿quién lo diría?
Mis ardorosos años, y no pasa.
si hay fe. ¡Gózalo, Perú!
Te amo demasiado, nací para adorarte. Te amo demasiado, nací para adorarte. Tal vez ni en mil años ya pueda olvidarte. Tal vez ni en mil años ya pueda olvidarte. Eterna en mis brazos, tú vivirás por siempre. Eterna en mis brazos, tú vivirás por siempre. Si no vivo mil años, mi alma de quererte. Si no vivo mil años, mi alma de quererte. ¿Quién pudiera vivir mil años para amarte? Por ti quiero existir, permíteme curarte. Si mil años viviera, mil años te quisiera. Mil años te quisiera, si mil años viviera.
Esto ha sido todo por hoy. Tiempo Latino es una producción del Taller Latinoamericano de Comunicaciones.
Latin Time is a Latin American Communications Workshop production.
Estuvimos hoy con ustedes.
Our team today.
Daniel Lara y Sergio Martínez en las voces.
Sergio Martínez and Daniel Lara at the mics.
Y Rommel Cajavilca en la producción técnica, la compaginación y la selección musical.
And Rommel Cajavilca in the technical production, edition and music selection.
Manténgase en la sintonía de CKUT, nuestro próximo programa, The International Radio Report.
Stay tuned to CKUT, next, The International Radio Report.
Tengan todos ustedes un feliz domingo.
Have a happy Sunday.
This is Christian Breton of Quebec City, Quebec. You're listening to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Welcome, everyone, to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. It is Sunday, December the 26th, the day after Christmas 2021. We hope you all had a good holiday. Given the circumstances, another challenging year for Christmas.
Yep.
We hope everyone is healthy and safe. My name's Sheldon. I'm here with Jill, and we thank you for tuning in today. Officially, our wrap-up of December. We will have a New Year's special where we'll probably do some review of the last year's activities. And Jill, I think you're going to do your equipment choices of the year.
Yeah, we'll have a few radios that are worth mentioning for 2021 and the ones to avoid also.
Okay, we'll have that coming up for you. We want to give you our contact information as always. Radioreport@yahoo.com is our email address. You can listen to us live streaming or archived at ckut.ca, our website for the radio station here in Montreal. Our Facebook group is growing in members. We welcome Giovanni, Sri, Brian, Benoit, Raphael, and Danielle. We're at 672 members there. And our YouTube channel is taking a little boost this week. We're up to 532 subscribers. And I think maybe we know why. We hope you had an opportunity to tune in to our special Christmas edition of the show, which was only available online, either on our YouTube channel or as a download through Google Drive. Had a lot of fun putting it together. We hope you've had a chance to listen to it. If not, please go and check it out either on the YouTube channel or Gilles, you posted up the link, I think, for the download. So,
I think if you can watch it on the YouTube channel, it has a little extra that is fun to watch.
Yeah, it's got a video component to it, so I think you'll enjoy that. And we've had 155 views on it already as we're recording. So it's about, around 90 minutes long. So you can sit back if you've got an hour and a half to spare, and I think you'll enjoy it. We thank everyone who contributed little stories for us to include in it as well. Check it out on YouTube or on the Google Drive download. You can find the information on our Facebook page as well. So it is coming up to the end of the year. We have a couple things for you for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. First off, on CBC Radio across Canada, on both CBC Radio 1 and CBC Radio 2, which is actually called CBC Music, they do have a little bit of special programming, not as much as they had at Christmas. But if you're looking for something to listen to across the CBC network, it'll be starting at 9 p.m. local time on the 31st. It's called After Dark 2021 New Year's Eve Special. It's both on Radio 1 and Radio 2 CBC Music. Odario Williams sets the night on fire with rare gems and sing-along favorites to keep you entertained on New Year's Eve. You'll hear everything from disco pop to Brazilian funk, hip-hop to psych rock, and plenty of the hottest Canadian tunes to be released in the last couple of years. Odario will travel through various eras, genres, and flavors with a continuous four-hour mix to keep you company until the clock strikes midnight and beyond. So check that one out. And then on New Year's Day, this one is just on CBC Music Radio 2. It's called 2021 Unwrapped. It'll air at 3 p.m. local. Joined by friends and special guests, host Pete Morey rewinds the musical highlights of 2021 and cues up what 2022 has in store. So you can check that out online, or if you're within range of any of the CBC radio stations across Canada, you can check those two specials out for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day on CBC Radio. Now, we have an annual event that takes place, a worldwide event. It is BBC World Service at 0000 UTC on New Year's Day every year. Does a special little ceremony where they welcome in the new year. We hear the bells of Big Ben chiming in the 12 chimes of midnight UTC. And I remember years ago, a number was released as to the approximate audience around the world who were sitting at a radio somewhere at 0000 UTC to wait for the official welcoming of the new year. And that figure that the BBC put out was approximately a billion people sitting at a radio somewhere on the planet, doing the exact same thing, waiting for that official new year to begin. So we went to look for a couple frequencies for you to check out. Unfortunately, World Service is not on a lot of frequencies at that time now. We only have two for you. 5875, which is transmitted from Armenia, and 5980 from the Oman transmitter site. So if you're within range of either of those on the radio. You can check it out at 0100 UTC. Otherwise, I guess you can go online to any of the SDRs and check it out and take a listen and be part of the worldwide global audience checking out the arrival of 2022 through the BBC World Service.
The BBC throughout the day, they often wish Happy New Year to all the different time zones at the top of the hour. That's also something interesting to do during the New Year's Eve.
Yeah, you might want to check other stations, too, in different time zones. You know, I remember doing that when we went through, remember, Y2K? We actually put together a list of every hour on the hour stations that you could hear, or hopefully hear, if the stations didn't collapse at Y2K. And we sent that around through a lot of sources, and people were sort of following New Year's as it arrived in each of the time zones, which was a lot of fun. But that's a little more difficult to do now. I guess you could do it online.
Yeah.
So anyways, check it out and enjoy the new year coming up, December 31st into January 1st.
So we got a story from British Columbia, which is a story about vandals that take Cache Creek, British Columbia's local radio station, off the air. This is by Barbara Roden, Ashcroft, Cache Creek, BC Journal. Radio listeners in the Cache Creek, Ashcroft area might have noticed that local radio station CFMA, operated by volunteers with the Ash Creek TV Society, has been off the air for several weeks. On or about November 13th, some people or persons unknown broke in the door to the radio station's tower on the hill above Cache Creek and smashed all the equipment inside it, which has left the station unable to transmit for the foreseeable future. Heidi Roy, president of the Ash Creek TV Society, says she noticed on November 14th that the station was off the air and went to investigate. I went to the studio in Cache Creek to check because sometimes the computer there will reboot and cause the station to go off the air. It was fine, so I went up to the tower. That's when we found the damage. The door to the tower had been smashed in, and someone had attacked the equipment inside the tower with a heavy object like a crowbar or baseball bat. Wes said that the RCMP were contacted and they sent a forensic team, although it was delayed because of the flooding situation in Merritt that started later on November 14th. They checked for fingerprints, and I think they got a partial one, but they weren't able to match it with anything in the system. Hua says the police do not have any suspects at the present time. She adds that insurance won't cover any of the damage. The equipment in the studio at the Cache Creek Community Hall is covered, but not the equipment in the tower. The door has had to be replaced and electrical inspection carried out, as the vandals broke light switches and outlets. Hua described the damage to the equipment as extensive and says they don't think the transmitter can be repaired. She estimates that the total cost of the electrical repairs, a new door, and replacing the damaged equipment will be about $14,000. She says that any local business that donates $500 or more will get a year's worth of free advertising on CFMA when the station is up and running again. Anyone interested in learning more can email cfmaradio@gmail.com. People have been approaching us and asking what's happened to the station. They're disappointed because it's their favorite station and they listen to it all the time. If you love listening to it, we need some help. So this is a very sad situation here about vandals. You know, there's all sorts of things that could be in here. It could be vandals just for, you know, breaking stuff and that's it. It could be people not, you know, agreeing with something that could be on the air. We never know what could happen in these situations. And, you know, these are vulnerable because often the transmitter site is, especially for these small stations, are often left, you know, unsupervised in very isolated areas. So it's easy to just go in and do the damage.
It's rather surprising that their insurance, that they didn't have a policy that covered both the transmitter site and the station itself.
Yeah,
they're probably regretting that now, unfortunately. But I don't know. It's it you know, it doesn't sound like it was theft or anything.
I mean,
you know, just to go in and cause damage is pretty strange. Anyways, we hope they do get back up and running.
Absolutely.
Again. There's radio was very important out there at that time, you know, with the flooding going on and whatever. So to have a small community station like that off the air was harmful in a lot of different ways. Next, we go to Winnipeg, and this is from Brittany Hobson, the Canadian Press, and a friend of ours, Michael Wallach in Montreal, passed this along to us. The Sound of Home Indigenous radio station celebrates 50 years of programming. Winnipeg, it's 6 p.m. on a Friday night, and the call lines at one of Canada's largest Indigenous radio stations are flashing. That will be the case for the next 4 hours as hundreds of listeners across Manitoba try to get on NCI-FM's flagship show called Friends on Friday. The live request show started in 2004 and is a staple in many Indigenous households. Some listeners wait upwards of a year just to get through to send a special shout-out to their loved ones. On any given Friday night, listeners can hear song requests, shout-outs to cousins in other communities, or tales of winning big at bingo. The heart of the show, much like the station it airs on, is about representing day-to-day life in Indigenous communities. NCIFM is celebrating 50 years of connecting to and advocating for parts of the province not often included in mainstream media. Native Communications Incorporated, or NCI, was started in the fall of 1971 in northern Manitoba. At the time, there was a burgeoning media scene in the city of Thompson, but McLeod said there was skewed representation when it came to Indigenous peoples. A group from northern Indigenous communities decided to form a committee to create a station that would provide Indigenous language and cultural programming, which later evolved into NCI. Part of it included relaying messages to those working on the land, says Sidney McKay, an original board member and former broadcaster with NCI. People needed to send messages to the trappers, hunters, and fishermen and be able to actually have a one-way communication system, he recalls. The station's primary growth occurred in the 1990s when it began purchasing transmitters to broadcast its own content. NCI officially went on the air in Winnipeg in the late fall of 1998. McLeod says it now operates 57 transmitters, reaching almost every corner of the province. The station's other integral programming includes Métis Hour Times 2, a two-hour show hosted by Métis music legend Ray Saint-Germain, the Indigenous Music Countdown, a Cree country music show, and weekly bingo games. McLeod says the station's future includes a push to expand its online reach to urban audiences, but he notes the core of what it does will never change. Indigenous communities want to hear themselves and want to connect, and I think that radio will always be around.
That is great, and we need more of these little stations that, you know, broadcast to specific communities, and there is a need for that. The big networks do not do programming that reaches these communities. So we have some space weather news, and what's happening with our sun? Well, it is really, really active. There's a lot of sunspots. It's just an amazing week. I think the sun wanted to compensate for the few days where there weren't any sunspots a couple of weeks ago. Sunspot number at 143. Solar flux around 130. It reached 140 yesterday. The 10-meter band has been open all week, and I've been checking it out because I've had my first contact with VE6CQ in Alberta, which made me very happy on 10 meters. And the conditions, of course, lots of M flares throughout the week. So this might continue as a lot of the sunspots have these magnetic fields that are capable of flares. So that means conditions can be, you know, unsettled at times. There could be some shortwave blackouts when the solar flares happen. So if you are listening to something and it vanishes in a few minutes, think of the sun. It might be something happening there. K-index is one as we're recording, but that could change easily as the M-flares have sent probably some coronal mass ejections. No significant coronal hole. And that means that apart from the solar flares and maybe some of the CMEs coming towards us, in general, there will be quiet conditions mixed in with unsettled. Really, it is time to listen to the higher bands and go on 10 meters. It is open and there's a lot of stuff happening there. There's a lot of activity. And the best way to do so is to take your radio and listen.
You are listening to the International Radio Report. Your reactions are much appreciated. Feel free to send them to radioreport@yahoo.com. That is radioreport@yahoo.com. Thank you.
Now, you edit our utility column in the CIDX Club Bulletin, The Messenger. So this story, I think, is right up your alley. I'm sure you'll be happy to hear what's happening in Australia.
Yes, I was actually interested when I saw this little article pop up. HF radio telephone monitoring in Australia. So this is from the Australian Maritime Safety Authority via Fred Van Driel. From January 1st, 2022, AMSA will provide 24-hour nationwide monitoring of high frequencies, radio telephone distress, urgency, and safety communications in Australia. So how will this affect you? Well, there should be minimal impact on mariners during the transition of responsibility for monitoring HF radio telephone from the state and Northern Territory authorities to AMSA. There will be no change to the Australian Bureau of Meteorology, the HF weather warnings and forecasts. AMSA's HF Digital Selective Calling, DSC service, including navigational warnings, ship-to-ship, ship-to-shore, and shore-to-ship for general or public communication where available. So the services that they will provide, there are three services that AMSA will support with its HF radio telephone capability. 24-hour nationwide monitoring of HF radio telephone distress, urgency, and safety communications on 4125-6215-8291, 12290, and 16420 kHz. Further detail on this service is available on the website, so we'll be checking that out, and of course we'll be posting the link. Promulgation of maritime safety information in the form of AOS Coast and Nav Area X or Nav Area 10 navigational warnings. Further details on this service include timings and frequencies, and it's available, of course, on that website. 24-hour nationwide HF radio telephone test call service will be also on the same frequencies we mentioned above. And why is it changing? Since 2002, the states and Northern Territory jurisdictions have been responsible for providing 24-hour nationwide monitoring of HF radio telephone distress, safety, and urgency communication by shore stations in Australia. Over the years, the use of HF radio telephone as the first and only means of emergency calling has been in steady decline. This prompted the jurisdictions and AMSA to review the ongoing requirement to shore station monitoring of HF radio telephone in Australia. So this is interesting, and I think this frequency will be interesting to monitor, as obviously there is, and they are showing, there is still a need for HF radio telephone services on the shortwave bands, and I think there's going to be some interesting communications going through there to remember. So remember the frequencies, 4125, 6215-8291, 12290, and 16420. Remember, these are low power and mostly for the areas around Australia, but with good propagation, we can pick that up maybe far, far away.
Yeah, they should be USB transmissions, I would imagine.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So, they sometimes have, you know, if we get good propagation to the Pacific, we might be able to hear some things there. So certainly worth checking them out, pop them into memories on your radio maybe and just check them out from time to time.
Yep.
And you never know what you might hear. We move next to Africa. And this is actually an update to a story we had quite some time ago from Kenya. The Kenyan authorities begin reclaiming frequencies. This is by T. Carter Ross of Radio World. Kenya's Communication Authority is beginning the process of reclaiming unused frequencies across the country. A CA Director General Ezra Chioba made the announcement December 22nd, saying the applicants and license holders have 30 days to bring their operations into compliance or their licenses would be canceled. According to the Standard newspaper in Nairobi, Chioba, who was appointed Director General in September 2021, came into office with an eye towards reforming Kenya's regulatory framework for broadcasting. As part of this, he said the CA would begin repossessing unused broadcast licenses with the intent of redistributing them to new investors. We have, in the last few weeks, we reviewed and identified those culpable. Accordingly, we have decided to revoke target licenses. This will allow us to replan and reallocate these resources to investors who demonstrate commitment to establish and offer viable broadcasting services. In a notice posted to the CA website, six groups of revocations are outlined, including the cancellation of license offers and revocation of FM frequencies for 60 broadcasters. That list includes large commercial stations like Capital FM, NRG Radio, and Mabatu FM. The frequencies in question, in some cases, are for additional transmitters, so the revocation does not mean that all of the stations will leave the airwaves entirely. In its report of the revocation, Capital FM's owners stated, "We wish to assure our loyal listeners, clients, and other stakeholders that the management of Capital Group Limited is seized of the matter of total compliance," using a legal phrase to say they were looking to ensure compliance. In addition to the 60 license offers, the CA announced a revocation of four frequency assignments to license holders and 18 FM frequency assignments to non-permit holders who had yet to apply for broadcasting licenses, as well as the rejection of 24 applications for commercial and community radio services who had yet to comply with licensing requirements, including paying regulatory fees. 19 television licenses and 3 subscription-based broadcasting services were also marked for revocation of licenses, offers of failure to act within the CA's prescribed timeline. Last year, Kenyan authorities announced plan to crack down on absentee license holders and transfers of licenses without prior regulatory approval. So clamping down, I remember that story from last year where they were starting to look at the situation, but now it looks like they're going to put it into force. So I guess it's a lot of stations just not playing by the rules and not following their requirements and the regulations relating to broadcasting in the country. So some people might be losing their radio stations as a result of all of that.
Yeah, and not counting that probably some of them were licensed but just failed to renew, or and they just continued broadcasting, and now they decide, okay, it's time to clean up. So there's some upcoming ham radio contests.
Yeah, it's very active on January the 1st, which is kind of surprising. I know around over Christmas period it was kind of quiet, but we have a lot coming up for January the 1st and one for the 2nd, first and 2nd. First off, the AGB New Year Snowball Contest. This is sponsored by the Activity Group of Belarus. It is just 1 hour long, 0100 to 0100 Zulu on January the 1st. But it's CW, SSB, and digital. The frequency CW 3510 to 3555 and the SSB 3700 to 3750. And they have pilot frequencies 3540 in CW and 3720 in SSB. So that is the 80 meter band only for that one.
There's the Scandinavian Amateur Radio Teleprinter Group that has the New Year RTTY contest from 08 to 11 Zulu on January 1st. It's only 80 and 40 meters, and it's RTTY only.
The German Telegraphy Activity Group has the Happy New Year contest from 0900 to 1200 Zulu, January the 1st. There are three bands for this one, 80 meters, 3510 to 3560, 40 meters, 7010 to 7040 kilohertz, and 20 meters, 14,000 to 14060. It is a CW-only contest.
There's the WWPMC contest, 12 Zulu January 1st to 12 Zulu January 2nd. It's sponsored by the Slovenian Contest Radio Club. Bands 1.8, 3.5, 7, 14, 21, and 28 megahertz on CW and SSB.
We have the QRP Amateur Radio Club's International New Year's Sprint, 1500 to 1800 Zulu, January the 1st. This is a 160 meter band only, and it's a multi-mode contest. So that one should be a lot of fun.
And finally, this is a fun one, the ARRL Kids Day, 18 Zulu to 2359 Zulu, January 1st, sponsored by the American Radio Relay League. Twice a year, ARRL offers an event designed to promote amateur radio to our youth. Share the excitement with your kids and grandkids, a scout troop, a church, or the general public. Kids Day is designed to give on-the-air experience to young people and hopefully foster interest in getting a license of their own. It is also intended to give older hams a chance to share their station and love for amateur radio with their children. So they will be from 10 to 80 meters. And this is a lot of fun, and it's fun to hear kids on the air also at the same time.
So that'll be coming up on the 1st of January, so you can check that out. Should be fun to listen to as well. Most of these contests, we should say, they, in many of them, in the instructions, in the rules, they do look for shortwave listener reports as well.
Yep.
And they will confirm those reports. So if you're not a ham and you just want to listen and report what you're hearing, many of these contests will accept those reports from shortwave listeners.
And we are already out of time for our last show of the year.
Yeah, we thank you for being with us today and with us throughout the year. We remind you to go check our Christmas special show on our YouTube channel. It is International Radio Report. I think you'll enjoy listening to that. Have a good, safe, happy new year. We'll talk to you in 2022 with our next edition of the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Bye-bye for now.
Happy New Year. We end the show with the special broadcast from NDR Shortwave Germany that we mentioned last week. It was received on the University of 20 receiver.
Und die Unternehmen pleite gingen. Stattdessen hören wir, hey, die Leute kaufen so viel, dass die Unternehmen nicht mehr mithalten können. Ich finde, das ist ein erstklassiges Problem.
So much stuff that the businesses can't keep up. You're like, well, yeah, first class problem.
Vielen Dank für diese Erläuterungen, Erklärungen. Ich glaube, einiges kann man jetzt vielleicht wirklich auch besser verstehen. Danke an unseren San Francisco-Korrespondenten Markus Schuler. An Sie natürlich auch ein frohes Weihnachtsfest. Und zum Schluss noch auch die dringende Frage. Wie viel deutscher Korrespondent steckt noch in Ihnen? Feiern Sie am 24.12. Weihnachten oder doch erst morgen früh?
COVID-19 is quickly circulating throughout the province of Quebec. It's essential that you get tested only if you have COVID-like symptoms. Symptoms such as fever, cough, and loss of taste or loss of smell. As you may already know, testing still remains one of the breaks. For more information, visit quebec.ca/test COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Are you age 65 and over? Now's the time to make your appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.